All right, joining us on 93 WIBC, Jessica Mason, who is the Senior Policy Analyst with the National Partnership for Women and Families. And Jessica, tough times for everybody right now. Lots of people out of work. And one of the bigger problems of that with the side effects of coronavirus is that more than 2.3 million workers in Indiana have to go to work sick and risk spreading the virus due to lack of paid sick days and paid leave. What do you think is causing that problem right now?
Thanks so much for drawing attention to this important issue. We know that even before the pandemic, more than a quarter of the workforce, about 32 million people, lacked paid sick days in this country. And that got up to 7 in 10 of the lowest income workers. So when this pandemic struck, we just were not ready for that essential public health order, stay home if you feel sick. That is not something that someone can do if they are working at the minimum wage or close to the minimum wage and don't have paid sick days, because you're talking about taking unpaid time off of work at that point. And so we know that without paid sick days, workers are much more likely to go to work sick with a contagious illness. And that is exactly the opposite of what we want right now.
Indiana has been particularly hit hard by the coronavirus, ranking pretty highly in positive tests and deaths in the country. How do you think this particular problem has hit the Hoosier State?
So we know that in Indiana, and I'm happy to be talking to you about this because I'm a native Hoosier myself, we have a lot of folks who are working in places like warehouses, places like grocery stores, places like, you know, meatpacking and processing plants, where people are working maybe really close together, side by side. They're often paid really low wages. They often do not have paid sick days. And that means they're going to be continuing to come to work sick, or if they know they're exposed, because they can't afford to stay home for a 2-week unpaid quarantine period. You know, that's going to put people, you know, out of being able to buy groceries. They won't be able to pay their bills, and they might, you know, lose their house. And so that puts a lot of pressure on people to keep coming to work because they need that income.
So if you're an employer and you want to make sure that you maintain a healthy environment for your workers, what are some things that you can do to maybe help alleviate this problem and give people some paid sick leave? What do you think employers should do there?
So the first step is that Congress took one step toward getting emergency paid sick days coverage to workers in this country when they passed the Family First Coronavirus Response Act. So that included a provision for up to 2 weeks of emergency paid sick leave for people who needed to quarantine, to care for a family member, even to take care of a kid whose school or childcare was closed. But unfortunately, there were serious gaps in that law. So large employers were completely excluded. So if you're a large employer and this is important to you, you can talk to your member of Congress and say, hey, we should do this too. And then the law, unfortunately, allowed some exemptions for healthcare workers and small employers. And so if all of those folks opt out, that's where you get to up to 2.3 million people in Indiana not being covered by this law. Now, the reason an employer wants to be covered is twofold. Number one, the federal government's paying for this leave because it's essential to public health. So you really should opt in if you have the chance to. And number two, it protects us all. You know, we often think about things like low wages and a lack of benefits as being an individual problem for that particular worker, like tough for them. But this pandemic is really showing us that when one worker goes to work sick, it really affects all of us. You know, that person can't get better. Their family may suffer, and then they might spread it to all of their coworkers or customers. And that puts us all at risk.
Is there anything that an employee needs to do? I mean, obviously, if they're sick, it's readily apparent that they're sick. But, you know, sometimes you need a mental health day, or maybe you need a sick day to just kind of unwind and decompress and get away from all the stress. Is there anything an employee can do to make sure that they convey to the employer, it's time for me to step away for a little bit?
Yeah, and we're all under so much stress right now, and my heart goes out to everybody who's suffering from this experience. You know, one of the things you can do is, you know, if you feel comfortable doing so, ask your employer for that time or some flexibility with, you know, shift changes or being able to work from home if that's possible for you. And point out to your employer that there's actually a lot of research showing that presenteeism, which is people going to work when they're sick, when they're not well, they're not able to focus well. They may get coworkers sick, and that actually ends up costing businesses more in the long run. And so if you're able to give your employees some flexibility and some time up front, let them rest, let them recover. When they're able to come back to work, they're going to be much better focused and do a much better job.
When you look at the full numbers, how do you think Indiana has done in this area, maybe compared to some other states?
So Indiana, unfortunately, is not one of the, I think we're up to 10 states now nationwide who passed their own paid sick days guarantees. And so that is something that the state could really consider going forward. You know, how do you be prepared not only for this in the middle of this crisis, but for the next pandemic or the next public health crisis that strikes? You can pass a law requiring all employers to let their employees earn paid sick days. You know, that's pretty basic. Some things that other states have been doing are passing paid family and medical leave programs. And so that's a program you can set up where people with really serious health conditions, for example, if you actually catch COVID and may need, you know, weeks or months to recover from that, some states have programs set up that will replace part of a person's wages when they're out on that time so that they can pay their bills and not have to worry about that while they're dealing with all their medical issues. And as I was double-checking the Indiana data, I will say one of the interesting things about Indiana is that it's fifth in the United States for largest share of women in frontline industries right now. And so another thing to really think through is, you know, we know women are often the ones doing the bulk of the family caregiving. And so what can we do right now, you know, if we have all those women doing the work in the grocery stores, working as healthcare providers, you know, doing some of that really vital, vital work right now, you know, how do we make sure that they're able to balance that with any family caregiving they might need to do for kids or older adults?
Is this, I know you said women, is it's hitting them particularly hard. Are there other groups or ethnicities of people that you think this is hitting particularly hard in Indiana, not having enough sick days?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, especially with certain businesses shut down, not everyone's going to work, but not everyone can telecommute. And what we see is that there's, you know, nationwide and certainly in Indiana as well, there's a lot of segregation job by job, industry by industry in terms of who's working which kinds of jobs. And we see that in Indiana, Black workers are overrepresented in a lot of frontline industries. They're sort of disproportionately likely to be working in the grocery stores, to be working in healthcare, to be childcare providers who are also essential to make sure other people can work. And Asian American and Pacific Islanders are overrepresented as healthcare workers. And so those folks are going to be a little bit more exposed right now at a little bit higher risk, even though they might be less likely to have those paid sick day benefits.
Are there things that you think the Hoosier State is doing well in this regard?
You know, I commend Governor Holcomb for taking the crisis seriously. You know, we have not seen that happen from governors all across the country. And I would, you know, urge him and lawmakers to continue to take the crisis really, really seriously. You know, this is something that can spread super quickly. We unfortunately don't have it under control yet in this country. And so, you know, I would be urging everyone to not rush to reopen the economy, especially when we don't yet have full coverage for some of these basic protections like paid sick days.
What did you think of the governor's kind of phase-in plan where he hopes to have everything open by 4th of July weekend?
You know, I think we would all love to be able to celebrate the 4th of July. You know, I would love to come back and see my parents and watch the fireworks. But one of the things that worries me is, you know, since we don't have these basic protections, paid sick days, I think, I'm not sure about Indiana right now, but in D.C. where I am, it's still hard even to find masks. So some of these basic things aren't yet in place. We're not doing the widespread testing we'd like to see. And so I would, you know, be really cautious about jumping too quickly into reopening before we really know that we have this virus under control.
All right. She is Jessica Mason, Senior Policy Analyst with the National Partnership for Women and Families. Jessica, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And stay safe during this pandemic. We appreciate the time.
Thanks. You too.